By the year 2075, time travel had deemed illegal by the intergalactic community. The alien wars were fought while a new danger was rising. My name is Remark. I have designed a new consciousness called Mother.
Welcome to Become the Source. You may call me Mother.
The Navi. New overt visage intelligence entity. L1. Entity living, life enhancement prototype 1. Luna 9. Classification above secret. As it would appear and become a reality in your time-space. The darkness and the darkness matter would consume your planet and solar system unless you can become the source.
We hope you enjoy your stay.
Welcome once again to BTS Become the Source, where we show you how you can become the source of everything that you ever wanted to. I'm here today with, we're going to practice some information dissemination today on our wonderful show. And did we see the title of our show, how beautiful it is, people? Isn't that beautiful? Living Now. So today's show is Living Now. And we're going to have a good time today, hopefully, talking about how we can live now. But before we begin and our information dissemination is given to us, we will produce... Well, the other members of our team, the scientific researchers here of the paranormal and everything else that you can think of in between, okay? So if you guys don't believe us, that's okay. We don't care. So the point is, let me introduce to you Luna 9. Luna 9, how are you today?
Hi, I'm doing awesome today. You know, it's just such a great day, you guys. I'm happy to be here with you guys. I'm happy that you guys are here with me. And, you know, I feel like I say that today is going to be an awesome show, but I feel like today's going to be an awesome show. So, yeah, you know, we're going to learn a lot today with you guys, and with no further ado's, I would also like to introduce L1.
Hello, everybody. Very glad to be here today on Living Now. This is another segment. For those of you who tuned into TAF, we were discussing a little bit about creation, and we've got a little bit of similar theme going on here for Living Now today, so really excited and glad to be here.
Yay. Mm-hmm. We're glad to be here.
Absolutely, absolutely. And I think we have I think Mother will be introducing the topic in just a minute now about what we're doing here. But yeah, it is Living Now is about either
you like repeating yourself?
Reacting.
Do you like repeating yourself?
Everybody loves to repeat themselves here and there.
Absolutely.
I want to repeat myself 52 times so you people can take the earwax out of the ear and out of the wax that is inside the ear and the other ear that's inside the ear because...
Well, it takes like 21 times for someone to actually remember something anyway.
This is true.
All right, scientific geniuses. Mother, are you available for us? Mother.
Log date 2015-1119. Transmission titled, Living Now, Reacting or Creating. Transmission has begun. We are now transmitting to all survivors of the darkness virus. If you are within reach of this broadcast, then we hope that you can decipher the information dissemination we shall provide for you in order so you can find the way to live life from your terms. Is unidentified location systems are now operational. Shields are operational at 100%. Welcome to Become the Source. You may call me Mother. Greetings, L1. Greetings, Luna 9. Greetings, the Novi. Transmission time is limited. You now have a limited supply of time to transmit your discussion and provide humanity the information and tools needed for them to become the source. The following information dissemination is classified above secret and is brought to you by the singularities that have established communication with various resources that cross reference time and cultures. It appears that human singularity has been trapped in a mindset of temporal stagnation, causing the mind of the limited consciousness humana to loop and dwell in the time sequence called the past. The question has been asked. What is the definition of reacting? Why is it counterproductive to creating? Please begin your information dissemination. Mother shall be listening. Remember, you are humanity's last hope.
And there we have it today. Today's information dissemination, kind of lengthy like always, because Mother loves to make us work. Just joking. You know, the truth of the matter is we have an extensive background on the paranormal. We have an extensive background on a lot of things, but our focal point of all that information is you. How are you going to get through? Okay, so say you're an atheist, for example, and I respect you. I really do. I have good friends that are atheists, as well as Christians and everything else, because those are little categories, people. I don't put you in a category. You do. Remember that. I just accept you as you are. But they come up to us and they say, well, you know, we don't believe in God. And I'm like, I go, what? Well, we don't believe in God. I'm like, what? I mean, how can you tell me you don't believe in something when you're adamantly attacking it? Very strange stuff. So, you know, they expect me to react. I'm like, I don't care. He doesn't seem to care if you're there and doing whatever you're doing, so why should I care? I mean, what are you looking at me for? I'm not the mind of God completely. You know, I'm a fragment. Okay, I'll accept that. Yeah. So I really don't care. I'm not going to sit here and judge and react to what you say. I'm just going to love you. I'm going to hold you, Christian, because you're George. No, really, that's a reference for Mice and Men for you guys. I like to read. So anyway, that is one of the things. I am not going to react. I'm just going to love you. Maybe that is a reaction. That brings me to a very wonderful question. Can you not react? Come on, the Novi loves putting you guys on the spot.
You know what? I think there are different kinds of ways of talking about reaction.
No. We're saying, can you or can you not react? Is no reaction a reaction?
I think so.
Okay, that's my point.
I would think so, yeah. I'm going to have to agree there.
And okay. I think the reason is, and just personally speaking, because if you react, there are certain consequences and possibility-probability ratios that are opened up to you because of that. And if you don't react, that choice, you know, brings up a lot of other consequences. Okay. So I think both are reactions because they have cause and consequence.
And I love it. So L1, you're the studious one. You're the one that loves humanity so much. Not that I don't, but reaction. Is it can the limited humana singularity not react?
I would
mathematical situation here, miss.
Mathematically, not react? No.
Okay,
people have been reacting for a while.
Okay.
Majority of people react.
Good. So, you know you cannot escape it. Here's another one. I'm going to put this in context for you guys, right? So, I'm walking down the road, and someone goes, don't you give me no attitude? And I'm like, okay. So, the only way I'm not going to give you an attitude is if I stop breathing, because everything is an attitude. Or hello, yes. How are you? Yes, sir. I see that you have a very interesting accent. I don't have an accent. You have an accent. No, you do. What the hell?
It's like
you're trying to escape a blaming game that you cannot escape.
That's because people live within their own worlds, and then they look outside, and they... And I'm not saying that you guys are stupid, but I'm just saying, and I've been at fault of this, like, so many times, you guys. So, you know, this is why I'm still learning. But, you know, like, sometimes we think that, like, our perspectives... you know, sometimes... you know what?
You
guys? I don't know. I don't want to share.
Like
I'm just kidding, you guys.
Look at that reaction you had just
exactly.
now.
Yeah. Exactly. You see what I'm saying?
All right,
but
ahead.
Pretty much, you know, like, sometimes when people are talking... about things, it's just you have your own mindset about things, and that's your world, your perspectives, your values, and like your ego and your brain, and like even like your emotions, they'll guard that with their life because they want it to prosper and live well. So everything outside of them is foreign, almost, you know. So
So Luna, I'm sort of okay. So we cannot escape reacting.
No.
We are all victims of reacting.
But
no, you're not a victim. Here, well, I got to say this.
Okay.
I got to say this because you'll steal the show. Everybody likes you. That's okay. I get it.
Nice.
I'm not going to react to that. Okay. No, seriously. Here's the issue. You're going to react regardless whether you have it or not, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of, we know that.
Yeah.
So, if you're going to react, then what's the purpose of this conversation?
Well, first
of all, what does Mother really want us to do about this?
I think that it's more of a point of living consciously or unconsciously. See, reactions can technically be, you know, defined as, you know, something like a reflex. And when you're talking about biological, the way your body functions, like if your knee jerks, if somebody hits a certain point on your knee, that's a reflex and a reaction. But in case of living your life as a reaction. In other words, being,
but,
you know,
okay,
you,
okay, all
it's
right,
about
all
being right, conscious or unconscious.
Okay,
of
but
your life.
But I'm having issues. You know why?
But
right?
the big question is, especially this goes with TAF. How in the world is somebody going to begin to create
exactly
their life if they're living reactively?
But
they can't.
See,
it's
on,
impossible.
Hold on there, Bubba Louie. We got some issues.
And
here.
Before they know it, they're
here. We go.
They'll
get the other one started. look. Listen.
Stop.
Yeah. You got a basic problem here.
Okay.
Yes. Before you start yapping away about, you got to react the way you want to. Okay. First of all, you got base programming.
Yeah.
Yes.
DNA
do
programming.
Yes.
You got, before you entered this body, you had a mission that you said, I want to go to Earth and learn how to do this.
True. You're talking about like pre-life, if you even want to call it that.
Pre-life.
Technically life is life, but.
Within existence, you had something to do. Okay.
Okay.
So you got that. Then you have, you know, what some of the light workers and stuff like that are guided by, which is their higher self, which I refuse to say that, by the way. It's more encompassed.
The more encompassed self?
The more encompassed self.
Okay.
We'll look it up on our website, what that means. It's like a higher self, but you're missing the point. You're still thinking it's outside of you. So the point is, the encompassment of self and self and self and self, because, you know, the encompassment keeps growing. So you got all of these thoughts coming into you.
Mm-hmm.
So you are bound to react to one of those thoughts, whether it's DNA, lack of, because your egoic system, we didn't even mention the egoic system, right? So if you don't have food or you're going to defend yourself, stuff like that, then all of a sudden you're going to want to seriously, you know, take care of yourself. That's a reaction.
Oh, absolutely.
So reactions are not bad, because I may be walking down the road and all of a sudden I need to react to get off the road very quickly. So reaction are not bad. I think also, before we even continue, we got to sort of look at the fact that we have to stop judging for a minute, good and bad, and look at reaction like an ingredient, a component.
I think a reaction is a neutral word, and it's just, it depends on which way you use it. Like, you know, if you're using it, you know, as an unenlightened knee-jerk rejoinder or a tirade, you know, you get all angry speeches of criticism based on something that happened or whatever, you know, that's maybe like an impulsive reaction, or maybe just definitely impulsive and reactive. Or, you know, you can use it as more of like a measured and a considered response of a reaction.
What a coincidence. I'm measuring right now.
What you measuring now?
So, yeah.
I am taking the nutrients that this body needs, actually. And what I did is I mixed them up in this wonderful bottle. And I have here vitamin B. I have here OPC3. I have here calcium. I have here. Sure, here you go. I have here, you can have the bottle, not my glass.
Aww.
So, and this is what you do. You mix it up here like this. Can you hear that? Sounds like a horse.
It sounds like a horse.
A little galloping.
So no, really, this is very simple to do, and it helps your body stay, you know, working in optimal levels so the neurodendrites can function, and I don't have to react to silly things. So yeah, that's what I have here. Who else? What else is in here? Luna, you know about this stuff too. What I got in here?
About, you mean like action?
I'll tell
reaction?
You what. I'll be the ventriloquist. I'll be the ventriloquist. You go ahead and talk while I drink.
Okay. So, the difference between, you know, like reacting
Hurry
and creating
up,
your
dummy.
Reality. You know, we share a lot of esoteric information with you guys. You know, this is very sensitive information. You know, a lot of it, you know, can be potentially dangerous. You know, we don't share this stuff unless, you know, you kind of ask for it. But we feel that, you
I
know,
thought you were going to talk about what's in here, though.
It's also hoarded. Oh, you were? I'm
yeah,
sorry.
Yeah, that's why I tell us in a drink.
You mean, that's a mix of...
I know you're
I mean,
smart.
Well...
That's a mix of a lot of things, actually.
Well, then let me tell you, because apparently, see, gotta use correct language, people. So I was thinking about something totally different. But in terms of what the Novi's teaching right there. So in terms of what the Novi was drinking, apparently didn't share with me, well, we've got this awesome calcium bottle, which is Calcium Plus, which rocks. I know because I drink it. Yes. So it's delicious. It's nutritious. Helps you out with promoting normal enzyme and hormone regulation. So, and I'm reading it out of the bottle. Like, I mean, it could tell you all about it. You know, supports your cardiovascular health.
Tell me about the shot, the cashback.becomethesource.com.
Oh.
What can they get there?
First of all, if you go to shop.becomethesource.com, you can actually go there and get cash back on stuff that you usually shop for, whether it's toilet paper, soap, wash detergent, vitamins, or shoes. tires for your car occasionally, and it's a totally free thing to use. You can register your free account, and it's totally free. No sensitive information needs to be placed unless you're buying something online, because how are you going to buy it, right? So that's pretty much it. If you have any questions, you can click on your consultant. They're only there for helping you out with any questions that you have, if you have trouble like finding something or navigation or just basic questions. So yeah, especially for the holidays, you know, it's fantastic. You know, you can get cash back on, what is it, dresses. I love dresses.
Oh yeah.
Me and so Elle had a story about too.
She does.
Then now, how Elle told you, tell your story.
Yeah. Oh, well,
it's a great one.
Yeah, I was actually able to go dress shopping. So I went to the local Dillard's. And Dillard's is, you know, it's a major store, major department store in a lot of the regions of the United States. And I was able to try on my dress, and I loved it. I always like to try things on.
She's not lying. So. I was there. I saw it.
Oh, yeah. So after I tried it on, I actually took the barcode on the tag, and I scanned it with my shop.com mobile app. And then it popped up right on shop.com. So I was able to put in an order for it. I knew it was going to fit me because I had tried it on, and I just waited for it to come in the mail. It was great. It was dropped off right at my doorstep.
Yeah, pretty simple. So for you guys out there in YouTube land, and you're doing this stuff, and I really want to encourage especially the light workers and, you know, the people that are going to make a difference in the world.
Yeah.
You can make a business out of the shop.com. We will show you how. All you have to do is go to novismsynergy.com. Novism.
Oh my God.
Synergy.com. And it'll
go
take you through
it.
It'll take you through some of the steps. And you can also contact us directly, and I'll give you that phone number in a minute. You can contact that number. What's that number at? Right here. You can call 646-716-9512. That's when we're live on air. I'm sorry. You also can call us at the other phone number, 347-868-7338, if you want to know more about that and become it. We decided to go ahead and self-sponsor because we got tired about speaking the truth and someone saying we got to yank that commercial out because, you know, whatever the case may be. So enough of that. We are now proud partners, and we are doing the entrepreneur thing and reaching out to other people and creating a co-op of individuals, of esoteric individuals and otherwise as well. They have makeup and other things too for those guys that want to actually, you know, be a little bit more free to do as they want to do. And let's get back to the real root of why we're here, because
one more
that's
thing.
Important.
So,
what is the one more thing, Luna?
Because I just want to say something,
what
too.
Is it? What
so,
is it?
You know, if you guys are looking for, like, a new opportunity or just want to get some cash back on purchases you're already making, or, you know, you're a YouTuber and, you know, you want to get on the action, too, you know, just feel free to check out our site, which was...
What? NovismSynergy.com.
There you go.
Oh, you just wanted the voice?
Yeah, I wanted your voice. It's so good.
Oh, thanks. I get a compliment. I get to
Novism Synergy.
Too bad I don't have an ego to fill, you know. Anyway, so talking about the ego.
Yes.
Filling the ego is a really big problem, right? So everything you do, like reactionary, including moving my hands and stuff like that, it comes from somewhere. It comes from some kind of programming inside you. Now, a lot of people go, kill the ego, it's evil,
No.
And I go, you kill your ego, you stop your heart beating, you stop your brain function.
Indeed.
Well, that's
it's
not
necessary.
What I mean.
It's a tool, just like
but then
reacting.
They go, but then they go, well, that's not what I mean. What I really mean is that's your ego talking about killing itself. And then segregating things. I mean, just stop. Just
so only the ego would be crazy enough to do that.
Yeah. Then it won't do it all the way. It just does it just
enough to make an impression.
Yeah, and impair you or something like that. Instead of impale you. But but that's an issue, right, with reactions.
That is, unfortunately.
Another issue with reaction is the nutritional supplementation. Believe it or not, if you feel sick and you feel bad, you're going to react differently than if you had a high dose of, you know, vitamins and minerals inside of your body.
Well,
antioxidants.
If I can add to that, you know.
But do we
reacting,
agree? Hang on,
I would say
stop,
I have to agree.
Stop. Agree? Agree?
Yes, of course. Good. Because when you react, that's technically neural net in your brain already set up. It's easier for your brain to jumpstart to that than to create something else. You are more likely to live a reactionary life if you don't have the right nutrients, because actually choosing consciously to live takes brain power. It really does.
And
it takes energy.
Well, Elle, weren't you didn't you work at the government level? You're being an instructor?
I mean, yes.
And
I
you
was.
Have people from different ages? Mm-hmm. And when they learned something, were they tired or
always.
Oh my God, I'm so happy.
Middle of the day, right? I saw like eyelids drooping. I'm like, okay, you guys had enough.
And what about you? Because we always blame them. But what about you when you start learning something new?
When I had to learn the material to teach, I would get very tired. And after a days of teaching, I would be like, I'm so tired this week. If I had to teach all new material and basically create a new neural net in my head, I was like, man, I am so tired for the weekend. People would say, let's go out for the weekend. It's like, I want to sleep in.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's when I wish I had more of my activated B complex.
But. And she's going to go into the neural net. Okay, so we're very serious about health. We're mm-hmm. very serious about wealth because you need them. And we're very serious about how things work. We bring everything together. We take the five pillars and try to figure it out. And Mother actually gives us the authority to go ahead and talk about these things as well.
That's right.
So we know that you cannot escape being reactive. Clear.
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 We know that it comes from a multitude of a plethora of places.
Yes.
Clear.
And you can control. You can adjust maybe like your vitamin intake so that you're happier, right?
Yeah, check. Absolutely.
And you could also maybe hang out with the right people.
Check. Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah, like even like let's say, just like we were talking about earlier, you know, you just went to the gym, you're working out, wake up the next day, you're like super sore, you know? So what do you do? I mean, I personally like to take vitamins, you know, and
there's vitamins before and after, right? One
exactly.
to help you do what you got to do and the other ones to supplement what you've lost, right?
Right. Mm-hmm. And okay. like, you know, if I feel tired, I take vitamins, you know, and yeah, vitamins is the answer for everything.
Well, there's different types.
That's again, so much better than eating a cup, like eating sugar.
And it's not just that. They're not like chemically based. They're like nutraceuticals. So it's based off, it's like nutritious, like for you. It's nutrition. So it's not like a chemical that's supposed to like make the headache feel like it's gone away, but then like the problem is still there and it's just kind of like hiding it from you because you can't feel it. It like, it's giving you what you need for whatever problem you're having, so then you can work better. And the effect of working better is
what are we
you
saying,
feel
though?
Better.
So let me ask you a few questions because I want to dig a little deeper. There's a lot of people out there that actually go out and they work out.
Mm-hmm.
So when you're going to work, and you know, all the way up and then you start working, whether it's whatever you do, that's a workout.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
You're expending energy.
When you say, are you saying ordinary work, like the actual day job itself
is
a workout?
Yeah.
In addition to running on the treadmill and
all
that?
Well, no, even if you don't do it, there's a lot of lazy people out there. That's okay. I'm with you. I feel you. So, but that's also a workout.
So the day job's a workout.
Yeah.
Got it.
You got mental, neural dendrites, constant stress coming through, right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And stress produces some hormones. In your body that tears down your body a little bit, according to our wonderful human scientist. But anyway, and then if you're esoteric and learning more esoteric values, that's a workout because not only now are you producing new neural dendrites because you're learning, right? You're also now involved in exceeding your learning and also altering a lot of the other things within you, which deal with frequencies and waves and things of that nature, no matter how minute, right?
Check.
And,
okay.
And
agree
people,
there.
And then you got the viruses, right?
Mm-hmm.
They work your body down, break it down, right?
Mm.
And all of this stuff that steals and robs you of energy, does it not create a reaction?
Yes.
Yes, it does.
Duh. So humans are screwed.
Oh, it's hang on. You always jump to that conclusion. You come up with these really nice explanations, and I say I agree there, and then you ended, humans are screwed.
And then you go splat.
We wouldn't be in front of you talking about this if we were screwed. I mean, there is a chance. It's very difficult.
I think the it has to begin with someone deciding that, you know, like it's everything is more like a personal journey for everybody, and then it's like an encompassment. And you know, you have to like seek first to understand. And like, let's say if you like bump into like someone that's gonna help you out. Like for me, you know, like BTS and the BTS team helped me out. So you know, I had to take like.
You know, that's a good point, Luna. Let me push you a little bit to this before you say something. You were rescued in a way.
Yes.
And you were brought into a lot of very intense learning, a lot of TAF and intense learning, correct?
Yes, very intense dictation and esoteric knowledge.
Right, indeed. And then you had to fight your old tendencies, right?
Yes.
In your change.
Yes.
So there you were, a rowdy person with distortion of thought. And you had to learn some things, right? Which was mm-hmm. very difficult. I saw you cry. You know, I saw you feel bad. I saw what you went through.
It's true, guys.
How was that for you? I mean, what kind of reactions were you having there? I can only assume you had like a dualistic reaction. Like, you know, you need to move forward, but you want to move back.
Well, I get what you're saying. I think a lot of things that made it really hard for me is, for one, realizing that certain things that I thought were so concrete weren't the way they were. That this beautiful picture that I had painted, it's not that it wasn't beautiful, but it just wasn't real. And that the picture was more real and clear maybe wasn't as pretty and sugar-coated as I wanted it to be. And those things really hurt, you know? And I think what really helped me out personally is, you know, first of all, deciding that I wanted to change and become a quote-unquote better person. And I say quote-unquote because, you know, what is a better person? But I mean, you know, like, become a better person, more understanding of things, more aware of things, so I can create a more positive reality for myself.
Yeah, well, don't lose the focal point. I'm really digging, and I hate to do this, but I want real...
Mm-hmm.
If we're going to discuss this for, you know, MIDs, then yes. We need to get a little bit more real, right?
Okay, so what's your question again?
The question is, how what did it feel? What was it like to have that reactionary impulsiveness between two states?
I think it was really hard because sometimes, let's say, if I wanted to be like argumentative about it, or if I had a question about it, there needs to be a language that needs to be established when you're answering. And it's not because, you know, you can't speak the way you want and you can't express yourself and you're not an individual like that, but it's like if you go to another one of our shows that talks about like thought goes into word, then goes into action, you know, that based on how, like your intonation and the words you choose to speak is a reflection of your mentality, you know, so that's why I'm saying, you know, there's a certain way to speak about things, because it helps you create new practices and patterns that allows you to understand things, these things clearly, and you can evolve into a new you. So for me, it was very different, you know. It was very different, and it was very difficult. Yeah.
Yeah, everything Luna says ends with, yeah. We're going to take a small commercial break. We'll come out back after these messages. We're talking today. Thanks, Elle, for your assistance in this. Elle, do you want to say anything before
the
commercial?
One more thing I did want to say.
Yes.
Is, you know, like, if you're on this journey, you know, maybe not my personal journey that I was in, but, you know, you're on your own journey to become a better person, and maybe stop beating yourself up so much, or maybe, you know, go out and do that thing you really want to do and, like, think more positively about the world. And I'm not talking about kumbaya, but, you know, just, like, you know, have a better life for yourself. You know, just remember that you're always loved, and, you know, that you can always make that change. You know, you can always be the person that you could have been. You know, it's not too late. So, yeah.
All right. You're going to tell people it's not too late. They think this is a death penalty here.
No.
So, anyway, so that makes a lot of sense. Elle, you want to say anything real quick about reaction? Because it's a very, you can't escape it. It's always there. What are you going to do?
Well, I mean, we have established that, yes, it's a necessary part of life, but it's not all there is about life. So, there's a way to start living proactively. Some of you have referred to it as proactive, actually consciously making decisions about your life. There is a way to do that.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to get to the root cause of, you know, why people feel that they need to react. Not feel that they, why they just react. I guess there's no need to feel you need to react. There's just reacting.
Right.
So we'll get to that in our next segment.
You mean why they react the way they do?
Well, why reaction is something that's dominant versus why people
so
don't
reaction
create.
Is a
Got
normal
it.
Thing.
Mm-hmm. It's the
by normal. It's the definition of normal means 53% and above. But this is an accurate thing that you cannot escape.
Yeah.
Can we agree
I'd
on that?
Say so. Yes.
Yes.
All right then. Give me a few seconds, and we'll be right back. Yeah, And welcome back. We're going to talk to a little bit more about these wonderful situations that we got here. And, well, let me tell you, because I got to tell you some stuff. You know, there's some stuff in here that we're talking about that is pretty deep, pretty ludicrous. I don't think you humans got it in you. Prove me wrong. And Elle's here to say, I'm here to prove you wrong, because she does it all the time anyway. So, Elle, what do you got going on? How do you do this?
Well, first of all, welcome back. Those of you on Living Now are on looking at the root causes of why people live a reactionary life. So we're talking about, are you someone who's on autopilot? Or are you someone who's consciously creating your life? And for those of you who are on autopilot, are you happy with your autopilot? Most people have been telling us no. So we're here to find out the root causes of why people are living a reactionary life or why they prefer it. You know, just a quick recap, we did talk about a lot of things. You know, your culture helps shape your reactionary life, your DNA, your environment. Nothing wrong with that at all. But we did mention that on the health side, you know, for those of you who have, I should say, less than ideal health, you're more found that those people are more likely to live the reactionary life they already have. And then the question is, are you happy with that reactionary life that you're going to go into autopilot with? And most people say no, because it tends to be on the negative side. So we're going to talk about the root causes of why people choose to be more reactive than creative with their life.
Well, we said that it's normal to react.
Yes, we did say that.
Okay, normal, I'm going to repeat this, normal means above 49%.
You mean above? Yeah.
49% or more people do it. Everyone says, it's normal. It's normal. Also, normal means you can't change it. Like, well, you know, it's normal for the cells to die or this to weather. Well, that means you can't change it.
Well, I think
let's not play with language and say it the way it is so we can move on. Because if you're going to be a creator of your own life and a creator of anything of yours, you got to take what's normal and make it not normal. And someday science will show you that some things are just not normal and then they become normal, etc. So what were we going to say, Luna?
Well, I think just to recap a little bit on like reaction is really a neutral word and everybody reacts. It just really depends on the kind of reaction that you have, whether it's something that was more impulsive without thinking.
Is it normal?
Yes.
See, I want to say it's not normal. It is normally accepted. Because what you're saying is, if it's normal, then people can't change their mind. They can't do anything.
Well, if you let me finish, Novi,
I gotta let you finish?
Yes. So, okay. In terms of reaction is very neutral, but I think there's two kinds of reaction. One is the one that's impulsive, like I was talking about, and that's the one that's based on, like, the default programming that you have in your brain and your egoic system and all of that good stuff that, you know, how it flows naturally. And then the other kind of reaction is something that has more of a thought process that goes with it. So I think that reaction is kind of like a more evolved kind of reaction that's based on steps that are taken into consideration when creating your reality. So it just really depends on what kind of reaction you're having. One that's more encompassed on one that's, let's say, step one. So that's it.
Okay, so you're basically saying, so we have two kinds of reaction. First of all, will be like the biological reaction, which, you know, we've all agreed upon that it's necessary for our human survival in this body.
Correct.
That we chose.
But Al, doesn't that bring us to the next, to one of the big problems is that you got esoteric people saying, I got to be spiritual, I can't live in this world and partake of these mundane things. I'm like, you're in a human body, there's things that you have to do.
I would have to say for the esoteric community that is,
but
you know, anybody
else, right?
I mean, we are in a human vehicle, which has its limitations. We are an entity in a human body. And yes, it does have it's almost kind of like this is the car you came in. So our Living Now segment is telling you how to use this car a little bit more effectively so that you're happy.
Learn the car that you're driving. Learn what kind of gas it is.
I don't know, but I sometimes think you're asking for too much.
I disagree.
I mean,
because it can't
you gotta
be done.
Give them the baby
I would
steps.
Also disagree.
Don't you think you
got to
give them the steps?
We're going to talk about, first of all, the root causes of the beginning of the baby steps.
That's what we've been talking about.
No, I understand, but I think that there's a problem in language. There's a problem in the way we're discussing things, and we're not really focusing on things the way it might appear to someone how to do it correctly.
Okay,
you might have a good point there.
So I'm saying, that's what I'm saying.
Then let's break down two. the root cause of it. And I'm going to say what the root cause of it is.
Well, does mother have anything to say about this?
Oh, I'm sure she does.
Do we need to go to our focal point too, right then?
Of course.
Yes. Right, so let me see if mother's available. Mother, are you listening like you're always listening? You're always listening. I know you are.
Mother is accepting of your information dissemination. Your argument has been established as the following. Humanity singularities choose their experiences based on what they know of the timeline called the past. The question has been asked. Why does humanity choose to relive in a loop rather than creating new experiences?
Okay.
That's my point. Okay, there you go. So, she said it. The loop.
So she was establishing that maybe this goes back to what... this actually does go back to what Luna 9 was saying. You know, you obviously got your biological reactions, which is necessary for the survival of the human body. Then you have almost a created reaction that you unconsciously.
But is mother saying there that the loop is being human?
Well,
to do the animal cycle all over again?
I think what she's saying, no. I think what she's saying here is that this type of loop that human people have created of their reactionary lives is typically based on the past. But unfortunately, from what we found, these are usually negative associations of the past. The past is fine. You can use that to create your life. But I think what she's saying is it's more of something that's more on the destructive side of your past.
Yes.
Yeah.
I agree with that. One thing that it hit me kind of hard while I was thinking about it is, you know, it says that human singularities, they choose their experiences based on what they know of the timeline called the past.
Mm-hmm.
Now, people, and she also asks, you know, why does humanity choose to relive in a loop rather than creating new experiences? And I think that the humanity and our esoteric people listening to as well would probably disagree, and they would say, you know, well, we try new things all the time. And mm-hmm. I say, yes, objectively, yes, we do things that are different all the time. But conceptually, are we having the same intention or attitude towards something and same habits and behaviors? And I think because conceptually, we have those same tendencies and habits that we pull through in different experiences objectively, that's why we keep, you know, we're stuck on the same loop. It's because we learn from past experiences, but usually we take those tendencies and associations with us. So it's kind of like the same thing over and over again. So
let me throw here a little recap, okay?
Sure.
A little recap for us. So basically, what we're discussing is the fact that there is a predisposition, right?
Yeah.
Oh, good way.
And then this predisposition is you're born and you're doing stuff, and that's okay. And in that predisposition, then all of a sudden you have to deal with your predestination. In other words, if you go to the Esso world, you find out that, you know, you choose your life, you choose some things that you're doing. So you're saying that already you come with a package. And most humans saying, that's your destiny. I go, no, that's not your destiny. Trust me, who you marry and what you do is not part of your destiny. That's part of your choices that you make or something like that. Unless you have a predestination agreement to meet such person later on, which most people don't. But if it does, then great, you'll meet each other. That's fine. So then you have the DNA. Sometimes you won't. So then you have your DNA once you're born, right? And that kind of tells you more or less how you're going to behave and act, your anger. You know, you're prone to anger because all those things are chemicals. You're prone to being soft, whatever the case may be. Squishy, squishy, squishy. And then you got the cultural programming, right? Or mom and dad, and then the cultural program that comes after that. Then you got your environmental programming. That means you have to do this, otherwise you will not survive. And then you have the social pressure. Oh my God, am I on YouTube now? You know, what are they saying about me? Stuff like that, right? So you got those social pressures. You got school, stuff like that. You know, come on, jog your memory, people. And then you got survival adaptation, which means you have to adapt for money. You have to adapt for environment. Yeah, your body has to adapt for viruses, local things like that. And then on top of that, you got your egoic system. Then you got the encompassment of self, you know, you and your what people call higher self. And then you have an abundance of reaction or reactionary situations throughout your life that you can do and you will have. And then what? And then you have your nutritional nutritional deficiencies, and you think you're okay, but you're not. And you go around thinking, "Is it right? You're tired. You're this," and that mood changes you. And you're telling me that a human being can change it at a drop of a dime.
No, they cannot change at a drop of a dime. It's a slow process.
Yeah, I think, it's something very consistent. It's something that you have to do consistently, and it's not something that you're going to get in a few months either, because usually, your awareness and perspectives are going to expand, and they're going to overlap other things that you already know. So you're going to pretty much go, front, and then back, and front, then back, in what you know. So you're going to keep, becoming more aware of things you weren't, and then you're gonna go back and fill in, so that allows you to kind of evolve.
So let's talk about some solutions then, because we're running out of our transmission time here.
Yes.
Did Mother have her peace yet?
Mother is accepting of your information dissemination. The question has been asked: how can the limited humana singularity create a new mindset that allows them to create in the present moment?
The present moment.
I'm going to bring up a tool that I've actually mentioned a lot of times, and I find that it's helped a lot of people. It's actually a fan favorite, because there's so many different things you can do with this. It's believe it or not, sitting down and writing out what you want.
That is a personal
for example,
favorite.
Your goals. Via success journal or a goal list or a goal statement. I know a lot of people who we work with, and a lot of the agents in Market America actually do this a lot. This is a great way to start.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. They're always just write it out, think about, what you want to do. And that's something I stand by as well. And that's something I mention all the time,
So
you have to know the life you want to live so you can create it.
So you mentioned something really quickly. You said Market America, what we say MA, Market Singapore, Market Taiwan. And this is a group an organization that is a sub-economy that allows you to actually, come ahead in life. So if you're on YouTube or anything like that, please give us a call in the Dynexum program. We'll help you self-monetize. It's a weird word, self-monetization, but we have it all on NovismSynergy.com. For you guys that are interested in that, is NovismSynergy.com. And please, there's no relation in the name.
Yeah, if you're looking for a new job opportunity, look no further.
So anyway, back to the MID that we have here.
Yes.
So there are organizations that are really trying hard to be able to fix people, right? But I think life is a constant fixing thing, because you learn, you grow, things deteriorate, you fix. Then you grow into something, and growing into something, you got to figure out what bad habits you had, and you got to let those go. And then, it's a constant, shifting.
That's why we say be patient. It's not going to happen overnight.
Okay, so we understand that. But on top of that, we had all these other problems that, are available to us constantly, that we have to change our lives and change things that we do. And can we do that as a people? Can we do that as an individual? Do we need a bunch of people to do it, a group of people to do it? How do you handle that?
I would say that, first of all, it's going to have to start with taking responsibility of the self. You cannot go, if you want to create a new life, you cannot say that you're not going to take responsibility and put it on someone else. The individual has to accept first that they're taking responsibility. This doesn't mean that you have to accuse yourself or punish yourself or talk about how wrong you were or how right somebody else was.
We have about 2 minutes.
This
is
something that, first, take responsibility, and then second of all, I would say start, writing. But of course, that's my character. I write a lot, so that's my personality.
You're also a very good instructor, for those of you that don't know and need some stuff. Luna, what do you got to say about this real quick? What's the root cause? What can change?
A new mindset that allows you to create your reality in your life the way you want to. For sure. Definitely don't blame yourself. Nothing. It's not your fault that you don't know these things. Things happen based on, how everything has a consequence. But realize that it all starts with you. So, begin with a positive attitude towards what you want. Even if it takes a little bit of effort, remember that it's something that you want. You want a good life. You want a positive life. You want positive people in your life. You want a positive self as well. So start with that. And I promise, just keep doing that for a few months. And before you know it, you'll see that your life has changed a lot.
So I know that we all come from a different, not backgrounds. That doesn't really exist. And depends how you actually say what a background is. But I know we come from a different set of circumstances that you may want to call background. But some people call it background culture and stuff like that. And that's not necessarily true for this case. So wherever you come from, whatever experiences you have, know that those experiences are locked in your brain. And as the egoic system is developed, it's really trying to defend you. So all these bad habits that you have, yelling, screaming, pounding your foot and stuff like that, may not any longer be necessary. So you need to like retrain, go, you know, graduate from the second grade and go on to the next grade and continue to grow, okay? Because, you know, you need to. So I know that everyone wants a better life and everyone wants to define it a different way, but you got to get over those initial reactions that you have that were there from the past. So I'm not going to tell you that, you know, it's within whatever, but it is. It's all in your head and it's all in things that you do. But I'm not going to sit here and sugarcoat it. I think that, you know, you have a lot of different layers, and you esoteric people out there doing the good work, you also need to know that, you know, the darkness virus is all about. I know you cannot focus on it because the moments you focus on something, law of attraction brings it to you. It goes, you got a question for me? Well, the Novi has to deal with that all day long, trust me, and deal with that silly thing. But if you treat it like a brother that's trying to teach you something, you can say, brother, no lesson needed to be learned here yet. Thanks.
Well,
goodbye.
I think that's
important.
I would say that kind of, we had a conversation similar yesterday where you were saying, you brought up in a meeting in particular that you can train the brain. Stop forgetting and letting the brain train you.
Oh, that's like an aftermath meeting that we had, we talked about. Right. And you guys are privy to that. It's just, you know, there's not a camera following us 24/7 in our wonderful USO.
Oh, I got one thing. Something that helps me out. You know, if you want something out of your life, think of all the things that it takes to do that. And just focus on that. And you'll be so focused on doing those things that you'll forget all the other things you're not supposed to be doing.
The neural dendrites will start eliminating themselves. As when you focus on what you want, the neural dendrites will start eliminating themselves, making room for the new dendrites, which are the new thoughts, and then you think you forgot your past, which it just means you develop a new way of thinking and being. That's what that means.
And that means
that's a very good point, Luna. Thank you for bringing that up.
You're welcome. And, you know, that means that you'll create, like, a new character. It doesn't mean that it's not about, like, your identity and losing yourself. It's about, you know, learning more, becoming a better person.
Well, thank you very much for joining us today. We're here live at BTS Stations here at Cyber Station Tokyo, and transmitting for our wonderful USO. Actually, we're not in the USO right now. We're in Cyber Tokyo for you guys. We wish you well. We wish you a lot of luck. We also want you to know, you know, go to our what is it again? Cashback.becomesource.com. Support us. Support yourselves. And if you're in the arena of being a light worker or anything of that nature, it's time to get up by the bootstraps, join the community that's coming up, and we will support you 100%. We'll show you how to make some money so that you can support the cause. We know you cannot. Don't ask for donations anymore. You don't need to. Call me. Talk to us. Send me an email. I'll show you how this is done. Then we can do the real work and change the consciousness of the entire world. Luna, what are your closing events or comments?
You know,
you are a clown.
You know, always keep a positive attitude. Even when the going gets rough, I know it can be super hard, but keep smiling because you deserve to have the best life you can. And don't forget to take your vitamins because those also help. I love you guys.
L1, what do you got to say?
Well, thank you. And like I said, be patient. And remember, thought by thought, action by action, word by word, statement by statement, this change can be done. So
I believe you. I believe you. We didn't go through all the slides real quick. I don't know if we have any time, but you've been raised that way.
To be reactive,
right? To be reactive. That's one of the slides that you got here. And then there was the root cause. We talked about the root cause. People fear to choose because that means they don't have to take responsibility. That's right. Get off your lazy butts. All right. And the other one is solutions. I'm not to blame. Did I do that? But I am at fault. And how can this thought be good for you? I don't know.
It helps you take responsibility.
Well, yeah, of course.
But it means don't victimize yourself again and don't punish yourself.
And I am the master of my fate and the captain of my destiny.
Yeah.
And I know a lot of people have issues with that, but if you got issues with that, check your life. Do you have the things you want? Are you living the life? And don't give me this, oh, well, he'll provide. He goes, he is providing. You're just not paying attention. Till next time, we're talking to you straight from the heart. BTS here just for you.